Angel's Flight by Michael Connolly. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Angel's Flight by Michael Connolly, read by John Chancer. Chapter 1. The words sounded alien in his mouth, as if spoken by someone else. There was an urgency in his own voice that Bosch didn't recognize. The simple hello he had whispered into the telephone was full of hope, almost desperation. But the voice that came back to him was not the one he needed to hear.
Detective Bosch?
For a moment, Bosch felt foolish. He wondered if the caller had recognized the faltering of his voice.
This is Lieutenant Michael Tulin. Is this Bosch?
The name meant nothing to Bosch, and his momentary concern about how he sounded was ripped away as an awful dread entered his mind.
This is Bosch. What is it? What's wrong?
Hold, please, for Deputy Chief Irving.
What is...
The caller clicked off and there was only silence. Bosch now remembered who Tulin was, Irving's adjutant. Bosch stood still and waited. He looked around the kitchen. Only the dim oven light was on. With one hand he held the phone hard against his ear. The other he instinctively brought up to his stomach, where fear and dread were twisting together. He looked at the glowing numbers on the stove clock. It was almost 2. 5 minutes past the last time he had...